Among the mud moths of Mali, my sister, brother, and I once spent a week wondering if Santa Claus would find us. For the Christmas holiday, our parents had decided to drive from our home in Accra, Ghana, north toward Timbuktu in Mali. Days later, fortified by warm soda and cold ravioli from cans, the dashboard in our car, dislodged by the roads, we arrived just before Christmas in the town of Mopti at the edge of the Sahara. In Mopti, each morning, a tired chicken dragged itself through the courtyard of our hotel and woke us with a feeble call. Exhausted, the chicken then spent the day in the shade while my family and I went sightseeing. We explored the markets of the mud-walled town and returned to the hotel in the evening with the chicken still panting in the shadows. As dusk set in, men in robes prayed towards Mecca, and the sky turned the same dark blue as the veiled faces of the local Tuareg. Would Santa find us here on the edge of the Sahara? My siblings and I wondered. Would he use camels or reindeer? On Christmas Eve, our mother unpacked a plastic Christmas tree she had hidden in the car. Unfolded, the tree was as gaunt and bony as the courtyard chicken. The next morning, the chicken, for once, didn't wake us. We woke early anyway, and Santa, with or without camels, had found us. We unwrapped a few gifts and listened to Christmas music on a tape player. At noon, the hotel staff knocked on the door. Although Muslim, they had prepared a special treat in honor of the Christmas holiday. We followed them to the dining room, which had one wall open to the street and doubled as a disco at night. After we sat down, a waiter brought out a covered tray and set it on the table. Proudly, with a flourish, he removed the cover, and there before us on a bed of rice, gaunt, bony, but still rising valiantly to the occasion, the chicken. With a perspective, I am Hugh Bigger.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.